Welcome to the HR Chat Show, one of the world's most downloaded and shared podcasts designed for HR pros, talent execs, tech enthusiasts, and business leaders. For hundreds more episodes and what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.
Welcome to another episode of the HR Chat Show. I'm your host today, Bill Badham. And the focus of this episode is your admin staff tapping HR's golden natural resource. Listen as we consider such issues as how will redefining admin's role create a new pipeline of talent? How can HR and admin staff work together in the new world of work? And what challenges can admin and HR staff better tackle together? My guest today is Natalie Massey, Operations Coordinator of the Space Exploration Center at Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory. Natalie provides oversight and analysis of operations and prioritizes the day-to-day operations. She will also be speaking at the upcoming SHRM Talent Conference later this month. Hey, Natalie, welcome to the HR Chat Show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Beyond my introduction there, Natalie, why don't you start by taking a minute or two and telling our listeners a bit more about you and what you get up to?
Great. Thank you. And thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to introduce myself and to your listeners. Hello. Just a quick, snapshot is, I'm coming off, Bill, of a 25-year career in the federal government with NASA, which I'm incredibly proud of, and have been a lot of many of my experiences in the executive assistant world. My current position, as you stated, is a operations coordinator at Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab in Laurel, Maryland. And that opportunity gives me a chance to partner with the space exploration sector and its leadership team on operational processes, communications, project management, and strategic planning. So it's a very holistic and broad arena of capabilities. However, it's an integral role to the leadership team.
Thanks for tuning in to the HR Chat Podcast. If you're enjoying this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. And now, back to the conversation.
Okay, what do you love the most about your job?
I really love working with people and getting a chance to work with a diverse set of experiences and thoughts and ideas is the bread to my butter, or the butter to my bread. It really is refining, and it's encouraging to get a chance to sit at the table and be a part of very thought-provoking discussions and strategy and formulation and implementation. It is exciting and thrilling to also come off a long federal government career where I'm able to integrate a lot of those experiences into now being a federal contractor and having those type of experiences help to solidify how we can position ourselves at APL or Applied Physics Lab to stand out and be a part of addressing some critical challenges to the nation.
As I mentioned in the intro, you will be presenting at the upcoming SHRM Talent Conference, and the session is called Your Admin Staff Tapping HR's Golden Natural Resource. Can you take a little bit of time now and tell our listeners a bit about that session and some of the hoped for learning outcomes?
I'm really thrilled to be a part of this panel at the SHRM Talent Conference. That kicks off on April 15th through the 19th. And the session that I am co-presenting with Jim Link as well as Bonnie Lo Kramen is really intended to reveal how administrative staff serve as the golden resources in air quotes, the new workplace. And the new workplace, where they're able to have intrinsic skills in onboarding, hiring, training, emergency management, continuity management, administrative professionals are really linchpins to their organization. And, you know, the liaison role has many facets within the organization, which is inherent to that role. And that includes partnering with HR professionals, which is maybe not as traditional as it had been. So really delving into that topic and putting a spotlight on how that partnership requires a new foundation of trust. The session is also geared to explore tactical approaches to navigate that. We plan to discuss the evolution of the role, creating a bench depth, a pipeline of talent, and, you know, the notion that leveraging admins is really a new idea for this new workplace where many HR professions may not have ever thought about resourcing admins in this capacity and in this way. So it's a really provocative topic, and I think it's really time that we really unveil what that looks like.
So why Sherm Talent, Natalie? What's the fit there? Why is that conference one that you're particularly happy to be speaking at?
So a couple reasons. I was invited by Bonnie Lo Kramen, who has really led the charge here in terms of a release of a new book entitled Staff Matters, which really goes into putting again a spotlight on many topics that at some point, you know, in the workplace were either just, you know, not discussed or felt that they weren't needed at the time. Sherm, you know, the Society for Human Resource Management is really on the cutting edge of trying to drive, you know, just paradigm shifts and innovation. And I think marrying these two together with, you know, the notion of the new workplace, and also, you know, in light of all the HR professionals that will be in the room that have, you know, a lot of brilliant and innovative ideas of how to continue to move the needle forward, is really, again, intriguing. And there's a lot of work to do, but it can certainly be done with these talented resources and the workforce that will be there to be able to move the envelope forward.
So I super appreciate getting your perspective today. As you can imagine, we often talk with HR leaders and HR pros, but specifically people on the admin side, we don't chat with them enough, and we should do something about that, I'm sure. So just a few more questions for you. I'd like you to get your crystal ball out now, if you don't mind. Okay. So just a bit of a continuation of what we talked about a moment ago in relation to the topic at the talent conference. Given the augmentation of roles today, given the onset of new technologies such as ChatGPT, for example, what does the admin professional role and job description as well perhaps look like in the new workplace? How is that changing really quickly? What are some of those traditional admin duties which perhaps won't be there in a couple of years' time? And what could be some of those new duties that will take their place?
Yeah, I think it really is empowering. You look at the new job description or the thought or the notion of what the new admin professional role and description looks like. And it's really an extension of the executive and an extension of the organizational objectives, the missions, the goals that he or she supports. It's an influential leader, a partnership, if you will, and really invoking that into the description and empowering that role to be much more of an extension. And, you know, with respect to HR professionals, hiring managers can look at this role differently because a lot of the administrative professionals today that are entering the industry are much more qualified than maybe they had been in the past. They're really ready to come to contribute with a strong skill set. You look at talent acquisition. Administrative professionals should be partners with HR because they oftentimes have the key objectives. They own the process when it comes to candidate experience, and it imparts reliability. And then the last one I really want to foot stomp on is how administrative professionals serve as those ambassadors and champions of organizational culture. They are oftentimes that first face of the organization that new hires or onboards or transfers, you know, come to get to know. And so a tone is set. And that to me is also imparting continuity. It serves as an institution with an innate sense of organizational norms.
Okay, wonderful. And just wondering, will you also be at the SHRM annual conference in Vegas later this year? That's the big one. I'm hoping to be there myself when I get to meet you in person.
I will do my best to try and align my schedule accordingly. I think that would be, this is definitely a trailblazer for the talent conference in Florida in a couple of weeks. And yeah, I would love to put the cherry on top and be at the annual conference. So if I definitely am able to attend, I'll be sure to reach out.
Okay, rock and roll. And Natalie, before we wrap up this conversation today, how can our listeners connect with you and learn more about you?
Oh, thank you, Bill. So I am definitely on LinkedIn. So of course, look me up, Natalie Massey. Happy to connect. I feel that networking is understated, and yes, it would be lovely to really broaden that network and that reach. Always happy to do that. And again, thank you for the opportunity again today, Bill.
Thank you. And listeners, don't fear, in case you don't know the URL for the talent conference, I'm pretty sure we'll have that in the show notes, so you can find it there. Natalie, that just leaves me to say for today, thank you very much for being my guest on this episode of the HR Chat Show.
Thank you.
And listeners, as always, until next time, happy working.
Thanks for listening to the HR Chat Show. If you enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe and listen to some of the hundreds of episodes published by HR Gazette? And remember, for what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.